Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Voices Care for Animals, number 388 shows and counting this evening. And we're going to keep moving along because the animals out there, they're our friends, and we got to stand up and speak up for them for their rights and get treated with dignity and respect from every angle because they cannot speak out for themselves. They are defenseless, helpless, voiceless, and innocent. And this radio platform has been such a total success because of all you amazing former guests and callers and the audience that's tuning in. And make it a team effort because that's what it takes. We have to be team players, super team players to hit those victories. And then we can hit the victory dance. And in order to do that, we got to take action, everyone. We can talk about it all we want to on this radio platform, but if we do nothing, nothing will change. So we have to take action, contact our legislators, and let them know how we feel and get the changes made. Just be professional and polite about it, and that way you'll get your word across a lot easier and, you know, bring some supporters in. Because animal advocates, when we all work together, meaningful changes get done and keep, you know, recruiting other members in, action takers, because hey, it doesn't happen overnight, and we got to be relentless, optimistic, and proactive. That's the key. So please, everyone, do your part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part because these animals out there, they need our help. And they cannot call on this radio platform, or they can't call the police or write police reports. We have to be their voices, and we have to be strong voices. I just want to go over a couple things before we do get the show started this evening. My name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear. And Mama Bear does care because she is on the air. So, you know, all you listeners out there, all these shows are live and recorded every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide. And I will be taking calls at the later part of the show, around probably 7:30 Eastern. And this number you want to call, it's the same number every Thursday, okay? It's the 310-982-4270. You'll be in the queue, and if you want to speak to the guest or guests, press 1, and I will let you on air, okay? Just try to refrain from any noises in the background. and for TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. You can share this show, listen 24/7. And I wanted to give a big shout out to everyone that's helped promoting this show out there from Twitter and the big animal pages on there, and followers and Facebook pages and groups that's helping me out. Voices Care for Animals support group on Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Hey, we got a great team here, and I want to give so many thanks out there and all the names that's helping me, and you know who you are, but you're great team players out there and helping the mama bear out, getting this show out there, because it's a total success. It started back in June of 2014 on Marty Oakley, TS Radio, Voices Care for Animals. Give a big shout-out to her, the first show up to the 163rd show, and then after that she helped me get together Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. That's from 164 to present. So a big shout-out to her, and also a team player, Gary Bowden, a big shout-out to him. He's a radio producer on All About Animals Radio, and he has some great hosts on there. There's been several guests on, or his hosts have been guests on this show also, and they're doing a great job. Please check them out. They even got a YouTube channel, All About Animal Radio, and also on Facebook and also on Twitter. You can press like and share. We always give each other support and help each other out promoting, you know, change audiences, whatever it takes to be out there. But I hope all of you enjoy the show. You'll keep coming back. Please, keep telling your friends, your spouses, your boyfriends, girlfriends, neighbors, co-workers, animal rights activists. Big shout out to all of you that's animal advocates. I mean, all together we can all make a difference. We just got to at least try, because in order to see change, we got to take action. No questions asked. And if we want to see a better 2023, the changes don't happen on its own. We have to push harder for change to see them victories, okay, and the good news and everything. So let's work as a team and do your part. That's what it takes. But I wanted to also bring up, my father, he was an ex-professional wrestler, Chief White Owl, back from the late 50s to the early 80s, from WWF to WWE. And I wanted to announce that in 2020, he was inducted to the Ohio Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. There was going to be a ceremony, but it was canceled because of COVID. So if you want to check that out, I have it on my page and other ones, and also on the High Professional Wrestler Hall of Fame. And it was so uplifting to hear that, and so inspiring, because, you know, he passed away in 2008, May 23rd. He was severely neglected in a nursing home that led to his death. But I'll just make it short and sweet. May he rest in peace. And we don't approve of, you know, it's unacceptable for abuse and neglect from any form, whether it's animals, humans, you know, elderly, children. It's a no-no. And his death, you know, was totally uncalled for. But I will always remember him. And I cannot take all the great memories away. Nobody can take that away from me. It'll always be there. But if you want to visit his page, I am the admin. It's a tribute to my father, Chief White Owl, pro wrestling legend. Check it out, because he was an awesome father, wonderful. And I know he's proud of me, what I'm doing with all this, you know, advocating for the animals and elderly, because I also, you know, stand up for them. But I want to get the show started here. We got two guests coming on this evening. And I had a guest, Ray Bittner, a.k.a. Mama Cat, but she's feeling down right now. And please say some prayers for her. She's in my prayers. She's an awesome person. She's a former guest. But I will, you know, reschedule her. But anyway, the Laws for Paws advocates are on this evening. And I know this is going to be a great show. Gina Patolo and Brenda Veterano. And I want to bring on Gina first. The topic is this evening is the current abuse case where veterinary Wayne Gilchus, a Michigan veterinarian, was charged with animal cruelty after a video was shared of him beating and choking his German Shepherd at his home. I seen that video, everyone, and it was hard to watch. And it was, I mean, totally uncalled for. It was animal cruelty front lines, and this German Shepherd did not deserve that, or no animal out there. But I'm going to, we're going to have another great show, and there's a petition on the PPJ Gazette that you can sign, or also on the Blog Talk Radio promo, www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. Please sign it if you haven't already. It says we want real justice for Josie. Misdemeanor is not acceptable. Please, everyone, sign this petition and share. But I'm going to bring Gina on and welcome her aboard. This is the first time. Gina, how are you? You're live and on the air. Welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio. This is such an honor.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes.
No, and I just want to let you know that, Mama Bear, we're so grateful and honored for the opportunity to be featured on this radio show. We're huge fans. We listen in every Thursday. We have so much respect and admiration for the awareness that you personally bring to the world every Thursday. And, you know, going on to the Gilchrist case, it's so, you know, shocking that it's just, it went beyond just our little town of Michigan into the United States and maybe even possibly the world. And I'd like to give the world a little bit of insight of what we're dealing with here as we're protesting and following his court proceedings. And there's definitely a lot to talk about. But if you don't mind, really quick, I just want to shout out to our amazing Laws for Paws Dream Team. They're committed. They're passionate. You got Kelly, Amanda, Bethany, Gail, Rose, Celestine, Martha, Sharon, Todd, Lexi, and Kara. Happy birthday today. We appreciate
all
you guys
right.
and value
happy
you guys
birthday.
So much.
Yes. Yeah, and
yeah,
I'll give
absolutely.
Them a shout-out, too, for all they do. And thank you all for the Laws for Paws, all of the super team here. And stay together and work together, and you're going to see the changes happening. That's what it takes.
Oh, yeah, we got a dream team, yeah.
Oh,
so right
yes,
now we have
what it sounds like.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, right now we got a stack of about 10, you know, local cases. I mean, abuse is everywhere. There's no shortage of it, unfortunately. But this one strikes a nerve. It struck a nerve with me, and it appears to have struck a nerve across the whole country. This video went viral. And in my opinion, there's just so much going on watching that video besides just the vet being absolutely out of control and abusive and the sound of Josie yelping, and it's just heartbreaking. But beyond that, like the child recording, his commentary, how he's saying, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say a swear word. I hope this isn't bad, but I got to quote what was on the video. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
He was saying, this is good shit, over and over. This is some good shit. This is some good shit. And so it was almost like he was encouraging, you know, the escalation, which was horrifying because this is a veterinarian's son who's recording this video and his mother who, you know, the son who's recording his mother is also a veterinarian. So we have two veterinarians in that house. The veterinarian wife, she was just watching and she was holding back the other dog. And then besides that, there was a little child who had a balloon and he just came within inches of the violence and the danger that was going on in that house. And these children are being exposed to that. But my heart breaks for Josie because she can't speak for herself. She's in the video, if you watch, she's trying to get away. The first thing she does is she goes for the sliding glass door. She's cowering. She's getting away. And he's stalking her. And the saddest thing about this is both of those adults in that situation have immense training and professional skills that are necessary in order to de-escalate that. But she watched as he continued with this absurd behavior. The whole thing just makes my stomach turn personally. It's just so much for him to choke her, and he slams her, and he bites her. We're all familiar with abuse. We've all watched, you know, the different cases here. There's so many, but at the hands of a veterinarian, that's what's so disturbing, and I feel like that's what is so haunting, that you just can't get it out of your brain. And how it all started for me was that I went to the arraignment, and that was October 21st. And I was listening to this because I'm invested. I saw this video go viral. I know that other states are talking about what's going on here, and I'm like, gosh, this is like right next door. This is in my backyard. So I just showed up. And I was just shocked when the defense said that he's taking the alpha dog role and he's trying to keep everybody safe. Absolutely not. Like, that is just a perfect example of gaslighting. The fact that he's using these excuses. And then he went on to say that he wants the dogs returned to his possession. But then Judge Jennifer Andery, she was superb. She said that she wouldn't return the abused dog to the home of the abuser. Thank goodness. And she also mentioned that he had an obligation to de-escalate the situation. And the fact that that was recognized in court was amazing, that, you know, she was able to put that out there. So that makes me have high hope for the state.
Yeah, it was so disturbing. I couldn't take it. I remember when I had back, you know, a couple months ago, I had Dahl Stanley on. From In Defense of Animals. I remember you had called in about that, and I was like, this is so terrible what Josie went through that it's gut-wrenching. I mean, it makes you sick of what's happening.
Absolutely.
And it's not
then,
right.
You know,
it's, whoa. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but beyond that, then it was very heartwarming because there was, you know, you could see it online, you could see it, you know, people were talking about it in the community, the protest started with a bang. There were so many people, there was news coverage, we had the mayor there, it was so much, it felt successful at that time. But then eventually, you know, the weather starts changing and we're here in Michigan and it's pretty cold out here, and our numbers have just kind of dwindled. And there have been times that we're outnumbered by his supporters. And that's one thing I want to touch on, too, is it's shocking the amount of supporters that he has that are in this community that are defending animal abuse, that are defending his actions, making excuses for his actions. And, well, we're out there, you know, with our signs that say justice for Josie. They have signs that say we love our vet. Bring Josie home. His kid is out there that's holding a sign that says, I want my dog back, you know, or something along those lines of I want my dog back. And, you know, in my opinion, his counter protesters, you know, that are on his side, they're confrontational and they've been using intimidation tactics against us. As far as, like, you know, I've had one gentleman that has on multiple occasions, you know, approached me, looked at my sign that says veterinarian barbarian or whatever cool phrase it says, and he threatens me with accusations of defamation and slander and libel. But I know that I'm protected by the First Amendment, and I love our freedom of speech. I love the freedom of the press, and I know that I'm entitled to my opinions on what's going on, and I'm not afraid to voice them, but they're trying to silence us, and they're outnumbering us, and it gets very overwhelming at times, and it feels very defeating at times, but we're not giving up. We're absolutely not going anywhere. And the fact that this video went viral across the U.S., it just goes to show, like, you can't put toothpaste back in a tube. Like, it's out there. Like, you can't come out after me for bringing attention to this case when it's been broadcast on the news and YouTube, TikTok, every social media out there. Everybody has seen what he did to this dog. Everybody saw the pain in that dog. They saw the fear that a veterinarian's hands did to that dog, did to Josie. Oh my gosh, I could. It's emotional. Yeah. It's emotional. I feel for her. You know, I definitely feel for her.
Son,
and
yes.
The thing is, though, is that we're standing out there even when we're outnumbered. And we're here in Michigan. The one day it was below 20 degrees. It was over 40-mile-an-hour wind. We're getting beat with our own signs. It's crazy. And we're not going anywhere, though. Like, we have each other. We believe in this cause. We believe in getting justice for Josie. We're going to see it through to the end. We're not giving up. But one interesting development happened the very last time we protest, since we're on the subject of protesting. There was a sign on the door. And we always go on Saturdays. And there was a sign on the door They said now that basically now they're closed on Saturdays. You know, they had kind of new hours, kind of, so they're not there on Saturdays anymore. So we're going to have to figure something out during the week, which will be good. But then moving on from the protest, though, then, you know, the first after the arraignment was the pretrial, and that was on November 16th. And let me tell you, Mama Bear, we were horribly outnumbered in that courtroom. The courtroom was filled with these matching green T-shirts that said, "We love our vet." And the whole thing, like us being outnumbered, was covered by the Macomb Daily News. And the article featured photos and statements of all these people that are just supporting him. And, you know, they're out there. You can see them. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to name them. They're out there if you want to see them. But, like, one's a 501c3. And she's his supporter. And they just disregard the video and just praise his character. And, you know, me personally, I don't care if veterinarian Gilchrist is Mother Teresa herself. I don't care if he's done some good in his career while making his livelihood as a vet. He should absolutely not be above the law because Josie deserves justice. She can't speak for herself. So I fully anticipate that he's going to fabricate or exaggerate some story. This is just my, you know, my prediction for it. You know, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I have a feeling that when this comes to what it is, that he's going to exaggerate and justify, you know, his abuse. And it's just a pathetic attempt because at the end of the day, there's absolutely no excuse for abuse. And then so after, you know what? One other thing I kind of wanted to mention, though, is that I'm expecting his supporters to call in when you open up the phone line. And his, you know, I have a feeling that people are going to call in his defense. And I don't know. I feel fully prepared for anything they might try and pull because we are so outnumbered and bullied. And that's, we're always well-mannered. We're always minding our P's and Q's. We don't engage. We stay to ourselves when they're being aggressive and doing everything they can. But I know Brenda's been doing this a long time. And, you know, with a lot of cases, she's been an activist. She's never seen counter-protesters like we're facing with this case. Like, we feel completely bullied and outnumbered. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if some of his supporters that defend abuse are going to call in here and and try and say something, you know.
I don't see how they can support that. That is, I mean, it's so cruel and heartless. And if they're supporting him beating his own dog like that in front of his son who has the video and his wife is also a veterinarian, what is wrong with this picture? You know, I mean, you never know what goes on behind closed doors, but this is, in my eyes, it's totally unacceptable. There's no, like you said, there's no excuse for animal abuse, period. This dog, Josie, you know, was totally defenseless and had to take that beating, and it's terrible. And why would anybody, it's like, what is, you know, are they, like this one story, I know you heard about it. I just heard that Enzo the Husky.
Enzo in Lodi, California.
Yes.
I know exactly the case that you're talking about. I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken when the case is dismissed. There is absolutely no justice for Enzo. And that community came together. I'm so proud of that community because I saw photos. They rallied together. They petitioned. They stood together. They fought for Enzo. And at the end, it just wasn't enough. And instead of giving up, I mean, we cannot give up. We can't just plug our ears and close our eyes and hope that things are going to change. We have to continue to be active. And it gets hard sometimes being exposed to these cases. It gets overwhelming and it hurts your heart, but we have to speak for the voiceless. They can't defend themselves. We have to continue the good fight.
That's right. Because hey, look at Enzo. I mean, he was tasered, dragged, and he was tasered the whole time when he was being dragged, and he died.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Is
and he
wrong?
Was a friendly guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw pictures of him with kids. Pictures of him around other dogs, videos. he was friendly. And you know what? That what it came down to, I guess, was that, you know, somebody claimed that he was vicious or something, or some fabricated story. I think it's bull. That's my opinion.
I
think it's bull.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know.
I think
and,
it's horrible.
And what gets
absolutely
me is he could defend himself. And, you know, the story is, he was chasing up and barking. When dogs bark does not mean they're going to bite you. That's how they communicate. They get excited or whatever. And you think,
yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It's like, why was this dog treated like that? There could have been other
yeah.
ways to catch it or take, you know, bring him in, just like any other
absolutely.
Dog gets loose, you know. And
absolutely.
What's wrong with the judge to determine,
yeah.
okay, the case has been dismissed and closed? What kind of judge is that?
Yeah,
hate animals?
Yeah.
Is he not anti-animal lover? You know, what is the issue here? Because that is so wrong. And with this Josie,
oh,
it's
absolutely.
Like, also, you know, it gives them the green light, if they get by with it, to do it again and again and again. And other animal abusers get the green light to do it. So we have
yeah.
to have
and
some control here. It's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
terrible.
In my opinion, the first mess up with that case was that the cop went there and imposed a death sentence. That cop did not investigate. He didn't say, is this a vicious dog? There was no investigation on the cop's part. So I feel like that's the first place that it fell short of you know, having a constructive, good legal system was the cop. Then the fact that the judge couldn't even recognize that he did no investigation, he killed that dog over brutal use of force. Absolutely,
yes,
absolutely
yes.
unacceptable. Unacceptable, and people are still talking about it. We got to keep Enzo alive. We got to keep Enzo's memory alive. I'm not going to let his death be in vain. I'm going to continue to talk about Enzo. Rest in peace, Enzo, absolutely.
That's right. I mean, I feel sorry for the family who have gone through that, you know. I mean, it's bad enough they lost their dog because they're furry loved ones in our life. They're very special in our lives. And
yes,
to
yeah.
have to go through
yeah.
that, I mean, that's totally injustice. You know, and then to hear
absolutely.
It was dismissed and closed out. What kind of world do we live in? And we need police officers, okay? But we know there's good and bad police officers. And there's good and bad people in every race, religion, and profession. None of them excluded. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
come on. Where is the justice here for Enzo and his family? You know they miss
absolutely.
Him. It's going to scar them for the rest of their lives. You know, the dog
oh,
got
absolutely.
Loose.
Absolutely. There's no doubt
the
about
time.
It. Their family member's gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
And why use a taser gun? I mean, they've had problems with the taser guns all over the place, even with humans. Heart attacks, death, poof, you know, gone. You know, get rid
yeah.
of them. We don't need them. It's
yeah.
not necessary.
Well, they kept him on the taser. They kept zapping him. They kept going and kept going and kept going. It was overuse of force.
60.
He's tasing him while he's getting dragged by the you know, the neck stick thing.
Yep.
He's getting tased while he's getting dragged. It was disgusting. It was an absolute disgusting disgrace. Shame on Lodi PD. Shame on all of them. I don't
yep.
mind saying that. And I've been to Lodi. You know, I used to actually live in California, so. And I've been there before on multiple occasions. I have friends out there, and it's so disturbing and disgusting. Absolutely. I'm appalled. Absolutely appalled about Enzo.
And you know something, there was also almost 100,000 signatures to get justice for this beautiful Enzo. I mean, what
wow.
more do they want? How many signatures do they need? Oh, almost 100,000. Signatures the last time I looked. Isn't that sickening?
Wow.
It's like, what? I can later on
they're
after the show,
listening.
I can send you the petition and then let you see it. But
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and bring Brenda on, and then you got a, let's see here. We got a caller waiting in line, but I'm going to bring Brenda on, okay?
No, that's okay.
You stay on air, okay? Stay on air. Okay, Brenda, you're live and on the
yeah,
air.
I'm
welcome
here.
Aboard to Animal Advocates Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so glad to have you both on. It's such an honor. And all you do and all your super team out there, what they're doing. Another big shout out to them. And I'll be taking calls here in a few minutes, everyone, so try to be patient. And we do have a packed house, which is a huge plus for all the animals in need, okay? But go ahead and tell a little bit about yourself and give your Facebook, you know, group and everything and go from there. Because this is great advocates working together, animal advocates. A big shout-out to all of you cross-posters out there helping save an animal's life. Big shout-out to all of you for what you're doing because you're dedicating meaningful time and you're a positive impact in this world. But go ahead, Brenda.
Is Gina still on the line or she?
Yes, she's still on
here.
Can you hear
me?
Yes.
I'm still here.
She's still on here. Okay. I just wanted to mention,
she's more the brains.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention a couple things. First of all, I just wanted to chime in on Enzo. I can't believe how long, like you had said, Mama Bear, how long they tased him. I'm not quite sure what killed Enzo, if it was the taser gun or if it was that thing, did they choke him to death? That's just one comment I wanted to make. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think it was the taser. Go ahead.
Okay. Gina had mentioned, I'm going to switch over to Wayne Gilchrist now, that he was using alpha dog training. And there's a complete distinction between chastising for training purposes and the needless infliction of pain. And what Wayne Gilchrist did to Josie, in my opinion, was unjustifiable cruelty causing unnecessary suffering.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have to look at, you know, this is a misdemeanor case. So if he gets convicted, Wayne Gilchrist, the animal cruelty misdemeanor charge carries a penalty of up to 93 days in jail, $1,000 fine, and up to 200 hours of community service, which we feel that a misdemeanor is not enough. It's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about laws for paws. I think that, Debbie, you wanted to hear about laws for paws.
Yeah, go ahead. Right.
Okay. So Laws for Paws is a group. We're a group of dedicated animal welfare activists, and we have a mission of promoting the humane treatment and responsible care of domestic animals. And we want to save and better the lives of these animals by advocating for better animal protection and better anti-cruelty laws. And we got to work with lawmakers and government bodies statewide. We know that the wheels of justice turn slowly, but we must speak for those that cannot speak for themselves. Why? At the same time, we have to stand. We have to all stand together to protect our animals. Again, legislation doesn't change overnight. So until then, we need to put the work in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We believe that the animals are living, feeling beings who need and deserve a legal status other than being treated as property, something that reflects who they are. They're beings, you know, with the capacity for pain, pleasure, joy, sorrow, fear. They have, you know, they have all that, the capacity for all of those things. So, but that's not the way that the law treats them. They treat them as property. And that's something that we need to change. If we can get that changed, we need to change their status, the legal status of them being property. Or I don't think anything's going to change.
That's right. And they're not property. They're living animal beings. You know, our property is our homes, our cars, you know, furniture, whatever. They're not property. They are living animal beings. They eat, breathe, see, hear, sleep, walk. You know, how can they call that property? That'd be like
I
our
house. I don't get that.
Walk.
I don't understand that. What if we try, I mean, even to get it to be living property, I mean, we got to change it. They're not property. Like you said, they're living beings. They breathe. They experience feelings. They, you know, all the things that I've already talked about. And
right,
we've got to get that changed.
Yes, we do, because
one
that
of,
is ridiculous.
One of the many things. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I wonder who would put that one on them, because it's not, that'd be like or like a piece of furniture that we call our property, get up and start walking away. You know, no, and it breathes.
No.
That's not going, that's
no.
not happening. So
no.
somebody
but
messed up a long
yeah.
time ago on that. It's a good one.
Yeah, a long time ago. It's time to change that, along with a lot of other things. We are of the opinion that all animal abuse cases should be felonies.
That's right.
You call
I totally agree with you, because that's the way it should be. You know, they when they was either hurt bad or killed or anything, that's not, you know, they didn't feel, oh, this is just a misdemeanor, you know. Hello, wake up, everyone. Let's do something about this, because they were either tortured or neglected or abused, and there's no excuse for it. You know, they need to reword this stuff as they're not property at all. You know, they do everything we do. They have a different language, whether they bark or growl or whatever. They are. You know, they do everything pretty much. You know, ears,
right.
eyes, nose, feet, hand, you know, feet, hands or paws. You know, it's we're so much alike, and they do have feelings. You know, they
absolutely
they love
do.
To be with. They have families like we do. You know, and it's something. But ladies, we got a caller calling in. You ready to take some calls? This
sure.
is another great, I knew this would be a great show, and I can't thank you both enough for coming on. This is wonderful. Area code 586, you're live and on the air. Go right ahead. We got a packed house here, ladies. This is wonderful. I love having packed houses. But
hey,
go
guys.
Ahead. Do you have any comments or questions for the guests? Go right ahead.
I have comments for the guests. This is Bethany.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bethany.
You guys were great. But speaking of the on the animal their property thing, back when me and my dog Bradley were attacked by two loose dogs at a park where leashes were required, somebody ended up calling the cops. One of the attacking dogs ended up biting someone's hand. So then when the cops came, they got like a $50 no leash ticket or some stupid thing like that. And it brought me to, like, looking up, like, after having to, like, take my dog to this expensive, like, training course and, you know, changing both of our anxiety levels forever, I looked into it and see what would happen if they, like ran up and, like, killed your dog, whatever. Then you could sue them for, like, the cost of that animal. Like, they might as well have, like, came up and, like, destroyed, like, my toaster or something. Like, they're that insignificant in the eyes of the law. But what I was originally calling about is with back to the Wayne Gilchrist case, with how he said he was being the alpha or whatever, and he was punishing his dog for, like, biting another dog or something. That's total BS, considering you have to, like, punish a dog within 5 seconds of the unwanted behavior. Or they're confused. They have no idea why you're punishing them. So, like, at that point,
mm-hmm.
he was just being spiteful and being sadistic.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't alpha dog training. That was just...
It was a disgrace to veterinarians everywhere. He's masquerading as one of the good guys.
And he took a veterinarian
exactly.
oath, you know.
Hmm.
He took the veterinarian oath, so he's supposed to protect all animals, and he didn't do it. He didn't do it. Josie,
I wouldn't want him anywhere near my dog.
You, Mama Bear, you had said that you watched the video. Now, my opinion on that, watching that video, is that wasn't the first time. The way that
it
all went down, I don't believe that that was the first time that that happened. It's the first time he got caught.
I don't either. He got caught. That's what happened. You know, you just, when you see it, they get busted. And you think, no, that's not the first time. It can't be. No.
Oh, it is not an isolated incident. It's an ongoing reoccurrence. That's what self-control issues look like. That's what anger control issues look like. Impulse, like not ability to control your impulses. This guy should not be a vet. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. Absolutely. Like, no, he's unfit.
He shouldn't be.
And, you know, I'm looking at his wife sideways because her energy matched his in the video. And she yelled back at him, say my name. And she yelled back at him, oh, I thought you were talking to her. She's matching his energy, that aggression, over the top, way too much, in front of children, in front of other animals that are watching this. At one point, she's holding one of the other dogs back. Well, Josie is just getting beat to a pulp on the ground. And the dogs watch. It's just sickening. It's sickening. And the fact that people are defending him all over our community makes me sick.
They're being part of the problem, not the solution. They're like giving the green light. Yeah, this is fine to do. It's no problem. You know, no, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. It's animal cruelty in the first degree and on front lines. You know, if everybody's out there that's on their side, call in right now. I want to tell you how I feel. Because you can't be right if you're standing up for this veterinarian that's beating the hell out of this dog in front of his
family.
Thank you
so much. Yeah. I have a feeling. I got a feeling one of your lights are going to be one of his supporters. I got this feeling.
You know, if they call in, I got another – this. You guys got – we got another packed house this evening. This is wonderful. But
bring him in.
Bethany, you can stay on air. And thank you for calling in because we're all in this together. You know, we're all better together than apart. But area code 702, you're live and on the air. Do you have any questions or comments for the guests, please? Go ahead.
Yeah, so first of all, prayers to Mama Cat. And proceeding with the topic, though, yes. And so this is 702.
Thanks.
And, yes, I've saw reports of it, though. I've been following it, though, on social media, YouTube. And I am a YouTube subscriber. But, yes, there has been. I've seen dog training videos. And I'm sure all of you know that there's Victoria Stilwell, famous, you know, she's famous for Animal Planet, and as well as Susan Garrett. And I've been watching their training techniques, and I don't see them doing anything that this trainer did, this animal, that did, that is. I can tell the training techniques are much, much tactful. I'm giving them a shout-out, not to promote them, but just that I've been watching their videos and studying the difference, the distinguished difference of how to train properly, you know, your dog. And so, yes, and I do agree that pets are not property, and I'm one of these advocates, though, in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am an rights activist, so, and, yes, I've been listening to Debbie for a while, but, yes, I do concur with everything that was said on air.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
We're hearing your opinion, because here on this, and
thank
I appreciate
you.
Your support, too, so much. You know, all of you who support these shows and call in and share them. It means so much to me, and it's so much appreciated, and I can't thank all of you enough. But, you know, we got to, you know, work together, push harder, because if we just sit there and not do nothing, nothing will change. So these animals, all of them deserve justice, not injustice, and we got to fight for what's right. And when somebody stands up for them, that on the other side for the abuser, they're part of the problem. They're not part of the solution because they're not seeing eye to eye with us on the same level and saying, no, that's not cruelty. When a dog or a cat or whatever is, you know, screeching real loud and barking real loud and in pain. They feel pain just like we do. You know, they suffer
and
everything just like we do. You know, so us humans, we can't even deal if we have a headache, okay? Could you imagine what Josie went through or Enzo? I mean, it's something else. I remember on the group, I don't know if you probably all seen it, on Justice for Our Animals group, where that trainer was beating that dog and everything. I mean, they had it on video. And I'm like, look at this. We're supposed to trust these people, dog trainers. And why is this happening? They shut down that place. But there was no animal cruelty charges pressed yet, not that I know of. But you should see this video. It's unbelievable. I mean,
is it like a wooded area? Does it look like a wooded area?
Yes.
And there's like kind of like chain link fences? No, oh my God, I feel like that dog got knocked unconscious. That dog, that was too much. And that guy is on the internet right now, and he's defending it. He's doing the same thing as veterinarian Gilchrist. He's making excuses. He's saying that that's a technique, and I hope they come for him. I wish I knew what state he was in, but I stand with whatever, you know, of the advocates that are there because, you know, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, so.
Isn't that sickening? I got it right here, ladies. It's a Bubba Love Dog Training and Rescue in New Jersey, and I got it pulled up where the
in
dog
Jersey,
is
that's
getting
right.
beat. Yes, and it said from 4 days ago that the dog is in good condition, at least physically. But what about mentally?
Okay.
In this case, you know, he needs charges against him. They did shut down the place. I don't know for how long. But they need to bring charges against him because he could just probably go somewhere, open another place up, and then we got the problems again. He needs punishment, and it's sad what's going on here. You know, so there's a lot going on out there. Josie is not alone, and that's the sad part.
Yeah.
You know, so
the dog that you just
we have to do something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
The dog that you just mentioned – go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead, because it's so gut-wrenching to see this stuff. I mean, the video is so hard to watch. It's like your makes your blood boil, you know, and it's like, why is this happening? You know, that is such a coward. And to have a temper tantrum like that, that's totally unacceptable. They need to control themselves. It's no excuse. It's terrible.
Right.
It's horrifying is what it is. And we have another caller. If you ladies want to stay on air, okay? We are rocking and rolling the airways for the animals again, okay? So this is a plus. Area code 631, you're live and on the air. You have any comments or questions for the guests? Go right ahead.
Yes, I do. It's Lauren Contino. How are you?
Hey,
we're
Lauren,
doing
how
great.
Are you?
How are you?
Yes, thanks for calling in.
Of course. You have to forgive me, ladies. Sometimes I can't follow stories like that, but what state did this happen?
In Michigan, Macomb, Michigan.
Yeah.
He's in Ray Township. His office is in Shelby Township. He works at Companion Animal Care Clinic in Shelby Township, and he's a resident of Ray Township, but it's all under, you know, Macomb County, so we're in Michigan.
Okay, doesn't Michigan have laws against animal cruelty, especially if there is proof? I'm not understanding that part.
That's why we were so discouraged, because it should have been an automatic felony. When he got the misdemeanor, they said it was because there was no marks on the dogs. We all know that they did not shave down that dog. We all know that they did not take the psychological aspects into consideration. Absolutely horrible.
And let me mention one thing. This was in the winter time, so you know that dog had its winter coat. So for them to be able to see any of the damage that was probably done to her, it shouldn't have been a misdemeanor.
Oh, and furthermore, his defense attorney is fighting to have the video dismissed as hearsay in the upcoming jury trial. So they're fighting to get the video tossed out. And if that video gets tossed out, the case is shot.
So the reason why the video is going to get tossed out, if it gets tossed out, is because either the son who recorded, who's a minor, or his wife, who is obviously in cahoots with the guy, they either need to stand up in court and validate that video, or they are going to lie under oath, and then the case gets tossed out. So I'm very in tune, and I cannot wait to see how this plays out in, as far as what – because the ball's in their court as far as if the video is going to be dismissed, which is disgusting.
And what's supposed to happen, the dog is alive or not?
Yes, alive.
The dog's alive, and he's with animal control right now.
All right, the animal – okay, so the animal is dead. See, now he's supposed to be – see, that's the bad thing about certain things with animal control, because you don't know whether or not they're following the laws. And pardon me if I say this, I don't really give a crap, but don't forget now, they get paid under the table, so you don't really know what animal control is really doing for the case. Because if it's going in a bad way, well, then animal control is helping it go the bad way. Because he's a veterinarian, right?
Yes. But,
okay.
You know,
I'm not sure I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm sorry?
No, I was saying, I'm not sure if I'm picking up what you're putting down. If the animal, do you think animal control might be trying to make the case worse than it is, or...
No, trying
what
to make
mean?
It better than it is. And in other words, animal control, the dog is with animal control, right?
Right.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay, so now because it's an abuse case, what about, like, somebody from usually the veterinarian that's there is supposed to assess the situation first. Okay, obviously – you know, they already know the animal is abused without it being abused. There are things that they can test them with that they know that the animal was abused. And what I'm asking is this. They already know that the animal was abused and the animal is there. And it seems like they're trying to make it lighter than it is. Then why is that winning? So what I'm saying is that animal control has got to have something to do with this. Because, that's where the dog is, right?
Well, I have, actually the chief of animal control is Chief Randazzo. I look up to him. I think Chief Randazzo is doing a fabulous job. I've seen him in court. He's fighting for Josie. He's fighting for Josie.
Good.
Like, I have full faith in Chief Randazzo. I think he's a great guy. And I trust him. And it takes a lot for me to trust somebody. But from what I've seen, his actions in court and his actions around the community, from what I've witnessed, I think that Josie is in really good hands and much better hands than if she would be returned back to the home of that chaotic, abusive environment.
So if they throw out that video, what happens to Josie then?
What?
If they toss that video out, what happens to her?
Oh, what happens to Josie? I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he gets proved innocent, and then that comes back to Laura, like, because I wanted to go after his license with a licensing regulatory thing out here. You know, it's called Laura, for the veterinarians have to answer to it. They can give him repercussions regarding his license. So, of course, that's the first place that I wrote. I wanted to see what was going to happen. What?
It's the vet. What did you do, write to the veterinarian board?
Laura, yeah, the licensing administration.
Okay, because I had to do that with a veterinarian. I reported him for the same thing, a veterinarian riding around in his Lamborghini with a freaking mountain cat, a cougar on the back of this car.
Oh.
And when I try to report him,
I've seen it.
Saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm all night long. I'm calling this person. I'm calling that person. And then I find out that backward ass, so excuse me, they're allowed to kill mountain lions, bears, and not foxes, wolves. So I'm saying to myself, you think this is funny. You're a veterinarian. Just because they say you could hunt the animal doesn't mean you should. You see, mm-hmm, these people.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. What kind of veterinarian would hurt an animal? That's what I want to know. Like, it's like,
that's
really,
what,
that's your shield. It makes
sense.
Me.
No,
yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It's like a pediatrician beating a child.
It's
very scary. But that dog goes back there. You know what? If he gets like that again, the dog will end up dead.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
That's right. Isn't it terrible? You know what this reminds me of? When people abuse a spouse or a child, and then the child or the spouse goes back and something terribly goes wrong because they're not investigating it the way they should. And Michigan's laws, because he's a veterinarian, see, that's the thing, too, because he's a veterinarian and everybody's protecting him, and that's unfortunate, that poor dog.
He's a popular vet.
This is disgusting,
really is
isn't
sick.
It?
It's turning my stomach. It's just this poor dog. You know, and
Lauren, I'll send you the video,
okay,
and so you can see it, and what part of Michigan and stuff like that. She's going to be the guest. Okay. She's a former guest on here several times on Save the Animal, Save the World, everyone. So she'll be on the show
great.
Next week. Yes, and I, there's no limit on how many times I can have guests on because I am the boss. I am the mama bear.
That's right.
So
mama bear.
Right,
listen. It's about dog fighting, and I got a lot to say, so I hope you guys
come
and listen. You know,
definitely. Yeah, me and Brenda just went to a dog fighting case, like, last week.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Horrible.
And that's huge. Yeah, that's absolutely
it's very scary.
That's everybody's worst fear. Go ahead.
Terrible. What kind of
can
world
I just
do we
read real quick the veterinarian's oath?
Yes, of course.
It's being admitted to the profession of veterinary medicine, a solemnly swear. I solemnly swear to use my scientific knowledge and skills for the benefit of society through the protection of animal health and welfare, the prevention and relief of animal suffering, the conservation of animal resources, the promotion of public health, and the advancement of medical knowledge. That's a piece of it. That's the veterinarian's oath, and we know what he did. That is not, he broke that oath.
This is just insane.
I credit God that
dog doesn't go back to him. I really do. I hope and pray. I hope the dog.
His clients drive by and flip us off. His clients are just so loyal to him. And that's why it's so refreshing and so nice to have a community like Mama Bears where we, I'm with like-minded people and we all can agree that it's just unnecessary, like the cruelty, and there's no excuse. And that's why it's so nice because I got to tell you, me, Brenda, Bethany, all of us, We've been through the ringer in this neighborhood regarding this popular veterinarian. So, we appreciate everybody so much for all the likes and the shares regarding the case because, he may not be found guilty. He may get off with a slap on the wrist. But in the court of public opinion, I personally want him to feel the shame that he deserves, especially if he gets away with it.
We're down for a couple. We're down for like a minute and a half, ladies. So, I want to thank you so much, Gina, for coming on air tonight, and
thanks for
all you're doing, getting the animals out of harm's way, better lives and futures for all of them. Brenda, thank you for coming on, and they'll both be back June 15th. Okay. Everyone, laws for Paul's. This is great, and give us updates, okay? So, Bethany, thank you for calling in. Your first time, always welcome back to call in, listen in. Harolyn, thank you for all your great support and everything. You're awesome too. And Lauren, Lauren Contino of the Save the Animal, Save the World will be on next week, everyone. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide. Listen by phone or listen by Internet. You can also use Skype. But I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening, and keep taking that
thank
action.
You.
Paul in hand, united we stand
you.
Against all animal
Thanks,
cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone. Another great show.
Good night.
Thanks
thank
for
you,
all
ladies.
Your support.
Blessings, Debbie.
Have a nice
bye,
and peaceful
rest in peace.
And happy St. Patty's Day
bye.
Tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Rest in
bye-bye.
Peace, Chief White Owl. Rest in peace.
That's it. Rest in peace, Dad. Love you. And always remember.